Hi everyone, welcome back to my podcast series. Welcome to the Winner's Circle. You're listening to the next episode, and on this episode I have my good friend Zayvon, and we're going to be talking about dating from a male perspective, and then just some little things like about situationships and just experiences as a black man and dating, and those kind of different things. So how are you? Thank you for being on this episode.
Thank you. Thank you for having me again. I'm doing great. How are you doing today?
Pretty good. So today we'll be talking about dating from a male perspective and what that feels like as your experience. Usually we're always hearing the woman's side of it, you know, her dating experience, the crazy guys that she's dealt with, the guy who doesn't call back, the guy who leads her on, strings her along for a couple of years, all these kind of crazy things. But you don't really hear the male perspective or the men's side of it and what it feels like for them, especially for black men, because it is different. And so we're just going to talk a little bit about that today. Do you have any particular thoughts about new age dating with millennials and, you know, what people are doing nowadays versus what happened way back in the day, like with our parents and all that?
I think technology makes it more accessible for people to connect. And system has improved, so you know that also has made things easier pertaining to, you know, physically connecting, you know, because back you going, you know, cell phone,
right,
you know, or you know, call from the crib, right. Cell phone, computer, you know, and now it's computer plus, you know.
Right, right.
And, you know, within that, it's kind of scary, you know. You don't really know who you're going to meet when you're connecting with someone from an online perspective.
Mm-hmm.
And based upon, you know, how you're feeling that day, you might overlook a potential match. Because you're tired, you know, and you're tired of looking, and you overlooked an email.
Right.
So
you kind of bypass it, saying like, oh, the hair is just another one. I'm not even going to bother. And you don't know who that person could have been for you. Yeah, exactly.
But everybody, you know, they're meant to, connect with whoever they're meant to,
right,
for a purpose in the time frame that we have no control over.
Right.
However, within that space, the focus is, you know, just showing up the best version of yourself.
Right. Exactly.
Exactly. Just do that.
So do you feel like what does it feel like with this, I'll call them like do's and don'ts of dating now? Like before, you know, we're kind of an interesting generation because we've seen the rise of technology in all aspects. We kind of have, I picture it as like we have, there's like a line in the middle and we have each foot on each side of the line, you know? Absolutely. So one foot on this side, one foot on that side. And so we grew up kind of when technology was growing up. So we've got to see it kind of evolve, not from absolutely nothing, but kind of from nothing. And so as a man, just like navigating the new way of getting to know a girl or getting her attention, a lot of the times it's through social media, or if you do meet them in public, it is like exchanging a social media instead of a phone number. But how do you navigate that as a man in terms of getting in her inbox or her DM and sending her a message? How does that feel?
Well, I mean, you got to have some confidence, you know. And sometimes some people are overconfident. and right. they just drop an inappropriate picture. And it's like, this is what I'm bringing to the table. And of course, you know, like, a woman of stature, she's not gonna, you know, lose her mind based upon the size or whatever. Because I mean, there's more. There should be more to the person that you're potentially connecting with.
Yeah.
You know.
Exactly.
Period. Then you're not really healed from something. So.
I was gonna say that. That's happened to me a few times where initially the guy will, you know, be in the inbox and respectable starting off. And then, you know, a couple messages later, all of a sudden he feels the need to send something I didn't ask for. And it's like, why would you send that? And then it's interesting how many guys do that. And then it's funny because not a lot of guys from, I'll call them the conscious community, but not a lot of the guys from the conscious community do that kind of thing. But I have come across a few who have, and I'm always surprised because I do feel like within that community, there is a certain level of, you know, a certain level of thinking or a certain level of mental that you're in and you're operating from. But yeah, it's always interesting to see that. So when you,
I'm going to kick it to you like this. And I didn't mean to cut you up. Continue with what you were saying.
So I was just gonna say, you know, as a man, you know, when you do approach a female in her inbox and, you know, you are getting to know her, what is your approach? Because some females are like, listen, give me a phone call, here's my number. Some females are like, I'm not giving you my number until I actually meet you. You know, for their own safety concerns, which is understandable. So as a man, because you don't know these females individually and you're trying to get to know them, how do you navigate that? Like, how do you know what to say, when to say it, so you don't come off too strong or you don't come off too weak either? Because you do know that there are other prospects in her inbox as well.
Absolutely. I'll kick. It's a challenge on top of a challenge.
Mm-hmm.
On top of a challenge. See, technology has opened up doors, windows, and new avenues for people to connect.
Mm-hmm.
Anywhere from across the face of the planet. However, within that space, you know, too much of something can potentially not be balanced.
Right.
You know. So it could be unstable. So, like you said, her DM could possibly be with a whole bunch of individuals trying to get her attention, right?
Yeah, right.
But she's seeking one person out of many.
Right.
Right. And that one person out of many, depending on how her energy is for the day, you know, is going to get chosen or overlooked.
Right.
You know? And at the end of the day, when let's say you do get selected to be the one, oh, hello, King, or however, you know, she mm-hmm. would respond.
Right.
Depending on how long it took her to respond, you know, you might feel slighted.
Right.
Or, you know, damn, like, I dropped Shorty a line like 2 months ago. now she getting back at me. You know, I already done moved on or.
You kind of feel like you may be like an afterthought in a sense.
Yeah. Or, you know, I'm no longer interested in her. You know, at the end of the day, that happens.
Right.
All day, every day.
Mm-hmm.
The person that's meant to connect with you. You just got to be open to receive them.
Right.
And being open to receive them is being open to yourself. Just being your genuine self. You're naturally going to connect to somebody who genuinely knows themselves. And when there's conflict or when there is no such thing as conflict any longer. Because the goal is, you know, while I'm healing, I have someone to assist me.
Mm-hmm.
You have the same. You're not warriors going against each other. Why?
Right.
Why does you not hearing something that that might be true about yourself have to turn into, you know, a breakup or you know, now having to walk around on eggshells? Right. It doesn't make any sense.
Right.
You have to grow in knowledge of each other on it.
Right.
It could be easy or it could be simple. You know, it's all about focus that both parties are putting into it.
Right. I was going to say that's very true.
That's
like
my thoughts.
I'll be honest, like that happens to me a lot. Depending on my energy for the day, I may just bypass or dismiss a lot of the messages that I get because I just don't want to be bothered, or I'm too busy to put that energy into that. You know what I mean? Or I don't want to say a good day, but if I'm having a different kind of day where I've got that energy for that, then I'll respond. And then it's like, well, who's capturing my attention? And for me, I'm always looking at the initial greeting, what they say, how they say it, and then kind of just really basing it off of the flow of the conversation. But yeah, it is kind of hard sometimes to just kind of navigate that because you're dealing with people you've never met before and everybody's different, but you're not dealing with them in person where you can pick up the body language or the tone or the facial expression, those kind of things.
Absolutely.
So you're really trying to read someone through a text. And sometimes you can pick up on people's energy off of a message and you can totally be like, okay, and figure out what's going on. Or sometimes, you know, it is that thing where you do need to meet somebody in real life to really get those frequencies and feel what's really happening.
Absolutely. And I mean, you can see that when you take a photo.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when two people connect, you know, and you can see it in a photo.
Right, exactly.
So, even if they're meeting for the first time.
Right, exactly.
Yeah.
So, in terms of, you know, the new age dating and everything like that, you know, now we're in COVID, so it added a whole new level of dating, I feel like. Like a virtual dating Are you, like, do you even want to meet up with me kind of thing because of COVID everywhere or a bunch of just different things going on? So what has been your experience with that in terms of getting to know people?
Well, you know, I don't. I'm not one to let anything stop me.
Mm-hmm.
And the goal is making sure that the person that I'm going to be connecting with, you know, their standards are in alignment with mine.
Right.
And so whatever the challenge is in connecting, we're both able to, you know, meet in a space.
Right.
So,
okay. So how do you feel about, you know, say now you are dating someone and you're in different stages with them. How do you feel about titles? Are you big on titles or are you just kind of going off of the energy of what that feels like with that individual?
I think pertaining to titles, you know, the system of how titles are used, it's broken.
Right.
And it's clearly broken. And the goal would be to establish something new with the person that you're connecting with.
Mm-hmm.
And in order to get there, you know, there's a lot of unpacking that needs to be done.
Right.
There's a lot of tough conversations that need to be had.
Right.
Hey, is your ex still reaching out to you?
Mm-hmm.
You know, is she still sending you pictures? Is he still sending you pictures? You know,
right.
Because it happens.
Yeah.
Don't lie to yourself. It happens.
Right.
You know, but it's about you knowing what you want moving forward. And sometimes, you know, you don't believe it when it's in front of you.
Mm-hmm.
You don't believe that, you know, someone is ready to move forward with you, despite however strong they feel about someone that they've already been with.
Right.
You know, they're ready for something new, but because you don't believe in them or whatever it is, you walk away from it.
Right.
You know, and at the end of the day, that happens too often. And on top of that, you even knowing that there's a challenge to even connect in the first place, you know, and people are really conscious pertaining to what it is that they're putting in their bodies now. So it you know, there's levels of concerns that you gotta think about.
Right. So. Right. No, I agree. So then, you know, from a male perspective, what mm-hmm. has the experience been like where when you're getting to know a female and you are in certain stages with them in that experience? For you, is it always, you know, we're talking, we're getting to know each other, we exchange numbers, we've gone out a few times, and now we're in a relationship? Or how does that feel? Like, is it more like a flow kind of thing? How does that usually go for you, or just males in general? How does that kind of go?
Well, I can't speak for anybody else. Mm-hmm. I can speak for me. It's a flow.
Okay.
You know, it's a flow. However, ahead of that flow, I have to establish who I am.
Right.
So I have to articulate that to you. If not, if you give me the chance, if you give me the chance to articulate that to you, then you'll be like, oh, okay. And you would see that my actions are in alignment with what I speak. But if you don't even give me a chance to speak, or you only listen to parts of what it is that you select to hear, mm-hmm. then, you know, are you being present? You know, are you being present completely without judgment? And you know that's exactly what you would want.
Right.
When you're articulating yourself pertaining to a situation.
Right.
When you're being accused of something, you know. And you get passionate about it. You know? And the child that is within you that never got its way comes out. You know? And we gotta change all of that.
Right.
It's simple. We gotta be able to listen to one another, you know, give each other time to speak, especially when there's a disagreement. If not, the black man and woman, I mean, they're gonna forever and always gonna be at war with each other.
Right, and that definitely isn't the
forever
goal.
Forever and always.
Yeah, definitely not the goal. We definitely need to unify as a pair, as one, as a unit, as a team.
A team.
Yeah, especially now. I think this year with everything that's been going on too, I think really just having a real connection with a black man or a black woman, you know, if you're a guy, you know, with a black woman, and if you're a woman with a black man. But I really think the importance of having that connection is so vital right now during this time.
Absolutely. Don't you, would you not, like, would your day with the person that you're able to flow with, man, that'll give you an extra boost, you know? Let's say you're in the fitness and they are too. Now you have a partner.
Right.
That's going to push you, you know? Let's say you're both in school, you know? That's, you got a partner now that's going to be like, I really don't feel like studying. Okay, if you study, let's cook dinner together, or I'll cook, like, all of those small things, they're big. They're huge because you already know what it feels like not to have it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, but you're sacrificing all of that based upon, oh, I don't want to hear something that you're telling me about myself that we need to work through.
Right. So do you feel that, you know, again, from a male perspective, kind of segue into situationships, do you feel that sometimes when you don't have a title on certain experiences with someone, it automatically becomes a situationship? I feel like a lot of people look at them as something negative. But there are some people who may look at that as a positive. Mm-hmm. How would you define a situationship, and what are your thoughts on it?
I think situationships are relationships.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's just another name for it because you're connecting with someone, you are relating with someone for a purpose, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And at the end of the day, you know, the goal is to get physical with one another, especially if you find each other physically attractive.
Right.
You know, the lowest vibration, the lowest, but also the highest, you know, depending on how you go about doing it, can be established, and a whole universe can come from that.
Right.
You know, it all depends on who the two individuals are, when they connect, and how present they are within that space with the baggage, you know. Mm-hmm. Because it everybody comes with baggage,
right?
You know, how soon can I unpack that baggage is based upon how we communicate.
Mm-hmm.
If you're giving me an opportunity to speak.
Right. I was gonna say that too, that I think you know, situationships are pretty much relationships. I mean, I'm not big on titles myself, but I do feel like, you know, everybody's been in a situationship, and it may not be what society deems as an actual relationship, but it is a relationship. You are having relations with someone, whether it's on some type of emotional level, physical level, a mental level. There's some sort of energy exchange happening at any capacity. So there is a relational piece that is happening. Mm-hmm. Do you feel that, you know, I feel like women are more, because by nature we're more nurturing and caring, kind of motherly in a sense, and that's kind of who we are by nature. Do you feel that females are easier to fall into situationships, even if there are no real relationship guidelines established and no real conversation about a relationship, just based on their nature? Or do you feel like it's something where sometimes, you know, some guys may lead females on knowing that they have that characteristic?
I think sex needs to be removed from it, from the standpoint of someone that isn't healed.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they need an outlet, and situationships for the purpose of only, you know, having sex with multiple individuals without a care, that right there doesn't there's nothing appealing about that,
right?
You know,
right.
Because if you know your body is a temple, then you would move a certain way pertaining to, you know, what you put into it. And I'm not saying be perfect, because being perfect is according to whose standards, you know. Sometimes the standards that we develop come from, you know, a toxic place, and then you have to rinse it. You have to rinse it out by establishing, you know, how removing the toxic thought process of that would be, how it would look, you know, and even going through that process from someone looking from the outside, like, what is this person doing? You know, and it come in all forms, like even trying to establish a business, mm-hmm. you know, oh, you crazy for doing that. That's not going to work.
Right.
And then you catch him with mm-hmm. success, you know. But it's the internal work and having that confidence.
Right. Yeah, I agree too. So do you think then with, so dating, you know, with a male perspective, I had a little tongue tied, sorry. Dating from a male perspective, what's easier, just from your experience, I just want to ask, like, what's easier for you to establish with a female? Does it seem like you have a conversation and then you guys are in a relationship? Or does it just seem like, you know what, we kind of fell into a situationship, but we both like how this feels and this is what we're doing? Are there actual conversations about what's going on, or are you kind of just going with how it feels each time and then just kind of continuing?
Okay. So within that space, I think everybody's definition is going to be different.
Right.
Pertaining to, you know, oh, we're in a relationship now. Mm-hmm. Some people say, okay, we just had sex. We're in a relationship. You belong to me.
Crazy.
Right. In some cases, that's crazy, right?
Right.
If the man agrees with it, you know, then now he's stuck with you, like you just said, a crazy woman. You know, according to everybody's interpretation within that space, you know. And for him, it could be, oh, damn, this was my one chance to hook up with her, and I did. Whatever your thought process is, and at the end of the day, both parties, the goal was met. They wanted to sleep with each other, and it happened, right?
Right.
If that was the case, you know, and again, hold on one second. No one's under the influence or anything like that, and it's consensual, of course. Because that's the goal. You find each other attractive, and there's other layers to again, the goal, one to have sex.
Right.
And there's a healthy way of doing that, or an unhealthy way of doing it. And depending on whose interpretation, you know, an unhealthy way would be doing it with thousands of women unprotected, or whatever it is. You know, at the end of the day, there's individuals that are that's their truth, and they're living it. And the risk and the reward is on their head. You know, when you genuinely connect with someone that is flowing with you, then the unpacking phase, which should happen, you know, in the very beginning,
right,
is vital. Yeah, and you're gonna have to hear some things that you might not want to hear. You know, just be present, because once you work through that, you know, there's a new story that can be written, and you guys are in the driver's seat, you know.
Right.
You can rewrite new history. You know, no one in your family ever had a successful marriage or whatever. You know, you two can establish that if you're able to just communicate the basics. The basics. That's all you got to do.
Right. So do you think that, So we talked a little bit about like your dating experience, your opinion on situationships, and just what is kind of like a situationship, and this new age dating versus old age dating. How do you think men feel about situationships in general? Like for you, you're saying that it kind of goes with the flow. It's like it has a flow to it. Mm-hmm. It doesn't seem to be as stressful, even though there is unpacking that has to get done. Do you feel or do you find that a lot of Black men opt to kind of go that route of a situationship versus like dating and then really honing in on like an actual relationship because it's less stressful? Or what do you think from a male's perspective? What do you think most men kind of opt for?
I think honestly and truthfully, if the goal is to, you know, have sex with someone and freely, you know, a situation would, you know, that would be something that would be in the space of that, then I mean, who would be turning that down?
Mm-hmm.
You know, especially if they're open,
right,
with the people that they're with and they're completely transparent, because that's what a responsible person would do, you know. Or you would be in a relationship, a committed relationship. Yeah. And the definition of what a committed relationship would be would have to be established between you two.
Right.
During the learning up or getting to know each other phase, and honestly, it's lifetime. It's a lifetime. Mm-hmm. It's a lifetime based upon how you're going to be showing up to every single conversation with the person that you're getting to know.
Exactly. All right. So do you have anything else to say about situationships or dating or anything like that?
I think the word situationship, it needs to be, you know, polished, mm-hmm. and looked at differently.
Yeah, I think so too.
You know, it's given a toxic, stigma.
Yeah.
And it really doesn't need to
be. I was gonna say that
because a lot of people are in situationships and they know it, but you know they don't wanna they feel some kind of way if they admit.
Right, exactly. That's you know, the big part about it.
And a lot of individuals are in third party situations too, because somebody is always leaving an ex,
right,
or someone is always recovering from a breakup.
Right.
You know, like you have to go beyond that.
Right. Okay. All right. Well, I don't have anything else to say about situationships. I agree with you. I just kind of feel like mainstream, what people think that they are, they definitely do give that word negative connotation. It has negative energy behind it. It doesn't show commitment and things like that. But, you know, being someone who I myself don't believe in titles too much, I more go off of the energies with another individual, even when I'm getting to know them and what that feels mm-hmm. like and what that experience is. So I can't clearly define it as an actual relationship, you know? But I just go off of how it feels. And also, too, that's because I've seen people in actual relationships and I'm seeing what their supposed significant other is doing on the side. And I'm just like, this is your relationship. So I just kind of feel like sometimes titles don't really mean much. I feel like titles add a lot of pressure and that it's not wanted. True. So yeah, that's my take on situationships, but I feel like that really happens when you have more of a flow with someone and it's more about your experience with someone rather than trying to mm-hmm. put a title on something to quickly like put it in a box to define it or something.
Because we all know the systems as to you know what a marriage is according to whose standards, right. You know. A relationship according to whose standards, you know, and those standards need to be viewed discussed on a reoccurring basis, if that's what you truly want.
Exactly. You know? The last episode I did, the dating one, where I had said, you know, you can have an experience with someone, and I didn't call it a situationship, but I said you can have an experience with someone and you don't have a title on it. It's based off of how you feel. But throughout that experience, you are having certain conversations to kind of let you both know and put it on the table for both of you where your mind is at.
Yeah, is this a safe space? You know, is this a safe space for me to unpack?
Right.
And then unpacking, you know, we'll level up into a relationship. We'll level up into what it is that we both want.
Exactly. You
know? But it stays in that space of a situationship. And again, we got to remove the negative energy behind that and look at it from that's what you're in. If you're, you know, especially if you're having a sexual relationship with the person, you know, what is this? It's a situationship. Is it a relationship? What is it?
Right. Then? Exactly.
Have you both discussed that?
Right.
You know, what are the terms of ending?
Yeah.
It?
Right.
You know, in a healthy way.
Right. I know. Because usually,
you know,
sometimes it's just cutting people off and ghosting. But yeah, so I guess there's two different ways. I guess now there's two different ways you can look at the situationship. You can look at it as a relationship with no title, if you want, or you can look at it as an actual relationship itself, because you are having relations with someone.
And then we, like you just said, both ways, there's still, you know, a negative and a positive within that, because you know what, be like, you're in a relationship. Right. Damn, I'm sorry. Or, you know, wow, you're in a relationship and I'm really happy.
Right.
Or whatever it is, you know, at the end of the day, their perspective as whatever it is that they're building, it's on them.
Right.
And the focus should be, you know, who it is that you are, so you can attract, you know, a like energy,
mm-hmm.
you know, a person that is open to receiving you, you know, without judgment, because it's a rare thing. It's a rare thing.
Yeah,
it's a rare thing.
So I would say, all right, so moving on to the next segment of the podcast, I have a segment called Say What's On Your Mind. And typically that's when someone will send me a question. They'll send me their opinion on something or a statement or whatever's on their mind. They'll send it to me and I will keep it, you know, confidential. I'll read it out loud and you can just give your take on it. And then I can give my take on it. And just kind of talk about it. So it says here, it says, if a man gives you an engagement ring with no wedding date, you're not engaged, you're on layaway. Yeah. How do you feel about that? I have my thoughts on that, but I'll let you go first. Cause I feel like as a man, marriage is always like that elephant in the room for men sometimes, depending on the man. But, what is your take on that?
You sure you want me to go first?
Yeah.
All right. Let's see. Communication, right? I checked in with you to confirm, right? As far as the interpretation of that, it's based upon those two individuals.
Right.
You know, because he could be as serious to the point where, you know, you get the ring and you give it to her, but no date has been planned.
Right.
But what's the circumstance and the situation behind why it hasn't been planned?
Right.
You know, is there a lack of funds? You know, is someone finishing up school? Mm-hmm. All these other factors we have to think about. But from the outside looking in, you know, the pressure from family and friends based upon their knowledge of relationships and situationships, or just being involved with people. It's like, when are y'all getting married? When's the date? Focus on what you have.
Right. And sometimes those things too, when you put too much pressure on a date after being engaged, it just kills the beauty of it.
Relationships end sometimes, you know? Be like, you know what? I'm tired of your folks always asking me da da da, and then you guys, you know, end up, you know, having a disagreement that levels up to the point where secrets are revealed, right. and trust now is broken,
right.
You know, because there's always, unfortunately. There's always, unfortunately, a lack of the tough talks, you know, the talks that will allow you to unpack, you know, because even if you think something, then you're responsible for that.
Yeah.
You know, and sharing that with somebody that's willing to listen. That's a rare find. You know, right. And then them listening without judgment, that's a rare find on top of that. And the challenge between that is, you know, a black man and woman, you know, like it's a challenge. However, it's a flow, and it works when, you know, both parties are open. They're open-minded to going beyond the definitions of what these titles are, you know, right. Are you present to go beyond what these titles are, you know, what they should be according to everybody else's standards? What are our standards?
Right.
You know, let's establish that.
Right. That's true. That last part, what are our standards? Because your boyfriend for however long, or, you know, whoever you're committed to, they could give you an engagement ring with no wedding date, but based on what you guys have going on, how it feels for you two and what you've got happening, not necessarily meaning that, you know, you're engaged and on layaway per se.
Yeah.
So I agree with you on that. For the most part, people would read that and automatically be like, oh my God, you know, he's low blowing you and those kind of different things. But I agree with you. There's another perspective to it. And it's also, you know, looking a little bit deeper at the two individuals. Now, I do feel that, like, if, you know, you are engaged, even if you don't have a date set per se right away, the engagement shouldn't go on, you know, for years and years at a time. Because then it turns into, like, well, do you want to do this or you don't want to do this? But
yeah, what's stopping you from, you know, taking that other step forward?
Right. But I think initially... to not have a date right away, I think is fine. But there are guys out there who just kind of give engagement rings and they're kind of like, here, take this and be quiet because you're nagging me so much about it. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but, I'm doing this because, you know, because my mom said it's the right thing to do. I'm doing this because you got a kid for me now. There's like, let's, if you want to go and put these statuses and go as far, like, just do it the right way, and then you have to establish what that is,
right?
You know, a healthy way, you know, where you're no longer out searching for what you have, you know, and you appreciate that person because they're just as valuable as you are,
right?
You know, I want and I need to be with someone who sees the value of themselves, you know, and then they're like, damn, and I'm with him, you know, and we flow. He's exactly what it is that I dreamt of, all of that. That's what I'm looking for my queen to be dreaming and thinking about manifesting, you know,
right.
and I'm going to show up. Right. I'm going to show up.
Right. All right. Well, that's all I have for this episode. And do you have any upcoming projects for Naughty Vegan Thinker? What's happening with that?
So Naughty Vegan Thinker, I have you seen, I've been doing a lot more cooking.
Yes, I've noticed.
Yeah. So, I'm prepping the earth, the planet earth. I'm putting everybody on notice. The goal is to, you know, open up a restaurant.
Nice. Yeah, I know we spoke about that before.
Yeah. Yeah. That's the goal. And it's going to be the first of many. However, the standard and the quality, everything has to be on point. Right. Because, again, I do everything from a loving place to the best of my ability. And I want to make sure that everybody that I'm going to be working with, they understand that we're a part of a team. Mm-hmm. And I need to make sure that everything is in alignment. You know, I have everyone around me that I need, and we're all focused on bringing great food and a bomb atmosphere to everybody. Nice. So I can't wait.
I'm excited because I look at some of the plates that you're making and I'm like, this looks really good.
So. from the look. You gotta taste it though. It's I make the best food possible when I'm stressed, you know, because cooking for me is therapeutic. Mm-hmm. When I go in the kitchen, I'm thinking about a dish that I would be cooking for my potential mate. You right. know? Does she like something spicy? Ooh, let me go ahead and try this spicy vegan dirty rice. Mm-hmm. You know, and I always put some ingredient in there that wouldn't typically go, and you know, make the best out of it. 'Cause it's always about improving.
Right.
So,
do you have, so you want to say again, I know you were on the other episode you mentioned before, but do you want to mention your social media so people can follow you?
Awesome. So www.naughtyveganthinker.com. That's the website. Please look out for updates that are going to be coming on that. You can email me at Zavon@naughtyveganthinker.com. You can also follow me on Instagram at Naughty Vegan Thinker.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you again for being on the episode. It was nice chatting with you again, chatting about this.
This was an exciting topic, a different
perspective, and it wasn't anything that was, I want to say stereotypical, but it was from a different perspective, maybe offering a new way of thinking when it comes to dating, or a new approach when it comes to dating for some individuals. But it was nice to have that male perspective. So thank you for that.
Thank you for having
me. Yeah, no problem. So everyone, thank you for tuning in, and go ahead and follow him on his social media on Instagram, and go visit his website and reach out to him if you're interested. And peace and blessings until next time. Thank you guys.
Peace and blessings.